Hello and welcome. Today we're talking about something quietly powerful that shapes your money every day, your feed. Picture this, you open your phone, new car keys, island getaways, unboxing videos. Your brain whispers, if they can do it, I can do it. That voice isn't bad, it's human. But when we see only highlight reels and never the credit card bill, that voice can nudge us into financial quicksand. Here's what I've noticed. Most of us aren't learning from what we see online. We're copying it. Not the context or the planning, just the performance of success. Social media is the fastest peer influence engine ever built. It can push you toward your first investment or into your third buy now, pay later this month. Peer influence isn't the villain. It's a tool. Let's use it. Start with your financial growth feed. Your algorithm is like a puppy. It brings you whatever you pet. Double tap luxury hauls and midnight splurges. It delivers more temptation. Engage with real budgets, real progress, real mistakes, your brain starts chasing a different hit, the steady buzz of progress. Here's the move. Take 5 minutes after this episode and prune your feed. Keep your friends, but add transparent, practical voices. People who share monthly savings snapshots, how they paid off a loan, the messy middle of building an emergency fund. If you love someone who's pure temptation, use close friends or a small group chat to build a side channel where you trade honest money wins and facepalms. Research shows that surrounding yourself with positive, practical financial stories helps you stick to a plan and hit savings goals. You're training your reward system to light up for discipline instead of dopamine. Try the 70-30 feed rule. Make about 70% of what you follow educational or growth-oriented, money, career, mindset, and 30% just for fun. You'll feel lighter, not tighter. Next, swap highlight reel comparisons for a reality check benchmark. Think of someone in your circle whose money habits you admire. Not flashy, steady. Maybe they never miss a savings transfer. Maybe they invest a slice of each paycheck. Invite them for coffee and say, "Can I learn how you actually do this?" Not how much they make, how they do it. Ask about systems, apps, automatic transfers, checklists before big purchases. Most naturally good with money people rely on routines, not willpower. One friend set up 2 transfers on payday, one to high-yield savings, one to an index fund. The money never lands in checking, so there's nothing to debate at midnight on a shopping app. Another rule I love, no unplanned purchases from a phone. If he wants it, he has to sit at a laptop, enter the card manually, and wait till morning. Friction beats temptation. If sharing numbers feels awkward, focus on principles. I put 20% toward future me before present me is enough. What you're building is a realistic benchmark to shape your plan without getting pulled into someone else's lifestyle. Now for a technique that saves people thousands, the 10-10-10 pause. Anytime you're about to buy something your feed nudged you toward, limited edition sneakers, the hot dinner spot, ask, how will I feel in 10 minutes? Probably excited. That's okay. How will I feel in 10 months? Will I even remember it? Will it still be useful? How will I feel in 10 years? Will I be glad I traded compounding for this, or wish I let the money grow? That tiny pause changes outcomes. Reflection like this can cut impulse buys by about a third. Think of your last 3 unplanned purchases, one might not have happened. Multiply that by a year, and you've funded a real goal without feeling deprived. Supercharge it with a quick opportunity cost check. What else could this money do? Could $60 be the start of a $600 buffer? Could $300 be the seed of $3,000 over time? Seeing the trade-off gives your long-term self a seat at the table. And add a 24-hour rule for anything unplanned. Wait a day. If you still want it tomorrow, it's not just the algorithm talking. Some people apply this even to small amounts because the habit matters more than the price. Start where it feels doable and raise the bar later. Last piece, a financial accountability partner, your co-pilot. Choose someone who wants similar things, stability, freedom, options. Set a recurring check-in that's short and kind, 20 minutes once a month. Share one win, one wobble, one next step. That's it. The win could be I automated my Roth. The wobble, I impulse bought those tickets. The next step, I'm adding a 24-hour hold on unplanned buys. Keep a tiny shared note and track streaks. If you like stakes, make it fun. If I skip my savings transfer, I buy your coffee. Keep the vibe supportive, not performative. Progress, not perfection. Let me tie it together with a quick story. A listener wrote feeling stuck. Every weekend, her group chats lit up with brunches, outfits, and flights. She wanted to move out on her own, but felt trapped between FOMO and her goal. We started with her feed. She followed creators who posted honest budget breakdowns and calm, practical investing notes. She built a close friend circle with two buddies focused on money growth. Next, she picked a benchmark friend in grad school who was saving on a modest stipend. They talked systems, not salaries. She set auto transfers at 15% on payday and created price thresholds for yes, wait, or no. Then she used 10-10-10 on anything that smelled like peer pressure. One night, her group planned a fancy dinner. In 10 minutes, she'd be thrilled. In 10 months, she wouldn't remember it. In 10 years, she'd care more about her first home fund. She suggested a lower-cost hangout, still had a blast, and moved the difference to savings. Finally, she asked her cousin to be her accountability buddy. They texted once a week, one win, one wobble, one step. In 3 months, she built a cushion big enough to sign a lease. Same friends, same city, new feed, new default. That's the power of reframing your exposure and your habits. We're not white-knuckling our way to better money decisions. We're building a world that quietly rewards the choices we already want to make. Quick start. Do a 5-minute feed cleanup. Follow two creators who share real numbers and lessons. Mute one account that reliably makes you want to spend. Pick one person whose habits you respect and ask about their system. Steal one idea. Use 10-10-10 on your next unplanned purchase. Add a 24-hour rule if it wasn't on your plan. Text someone you trust and schedule a first check-in. One win, one wobble, one next step. Your algorithm is listening. Train it to cheer for your goals. Let peers be coaches, not competitors. The best financial flex isn't the post. It's the peace you feel when your money matches your values. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Go build that financial growth feed. Try the 10-10-10 pause and text your co-pilot.